Ever wonder why some people achieve the impossible, while others with seemingly more talent fall short? Steve Jobs had a mediocre GPA. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. Colin Powell was an average student with little self-confidence. What transformed these ordinary beginnings into extraordinary success stories wasn't natural talent, it was grit. Those iconic Aflac duck commercials that seem so effortless, they required a full year of production, with 30 team members working through endless rejections and setbacks. Success isn't about having special gifts, it's about stamina and resilience. Without consistent application and hard work, talent remains merely potential, a masterpiece unpainted. When psychologist Angela Duckworth developed a simple 12-point scale to measure grit, she discovered something surprising. Sometimes there was a negative correlation between high IQ and grit. Those with higher intelligence often gave up more quickly when faced with difficult tasks, while those with comparatively lower IQs had developed grittier problem-solving approaches through necessity. Even Google stopped asking for transcripts and GPAs, finding they don't predict anything. Instead, what matters is results intelligence, the ability to deliver under pressure and bounce back from difficulties. Since the 1960s, the self-esteem movement has dominated parenting and education with poor results. Children receive participation trophies, grades inflate, and young professionals expect quick promotions. American students rank low in skills but highest in confidence. Teacher David McCullough Jr. captured this backlash when warning graduates that Americans have come to love accolades more than genuine achievement. Research shows high self-esteem doesn't improve grades or behavior. Telling kids they're smart often backfires. Many avoid effort or fixate on mistakes. Educators like Megan Dunn now teach grit by pushing students beyond comfort zones, encouraging problem-solving, and insisting on completion. Sometimes good parenting means allowing children to fail. When Linda's daughter struggled with bike riding, a stranger's advice to put her hands in her pockets worked. Though Emily fell twice, on her third attempt, she succeeded. Failure isn't just inevitable. It's essential to developing grit, which has four key components working together to create lasting success. Guts, the courage to tackle tough challenges without faltering. Sarah Blakely faced years of rejection before creating Spanx, while Howard Schultz approached 242 investors before funding Starbucks. Guts means volunteering for difficult tasks and stepping outside your comfort zone. Resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and use failures as learning opportunities. Jerry Seinfeld performed the night after being booed off stage, while Thomas Edison viewed his 1,000 failed light bulb attempts as discovering ways that didn't work. Initiative, being a self-starter who finds creative solutions independently. 13-year-old Richard Terrer invented Lion's Light, a system of flashing LEDs protecting his family's cattle using spare parts and self-taught electronics. Tenacity, maintaining relentless focus despite obstacles. James Dyson created 5,126 failed prototypes over 15 years before perfecting his bagless vacuum, while Colonel Sanders faced 1,009 rejections before a restaurant accepted his chicken recipe. While dreamers sleep, doers take victory laps because they wake up and get to work. The Yiddish proverb says it best. If you want your dreams to become reality, wake up already. Setting attainable goals, creating plans, and steadily working forward produces results that dreaming alone never will. Linda's colleague Jim at J. Walter Thompson exemplified this principle. Despite his demanding executive job, he woke before dawn daily to write for 4 hours. His flight epiphany about writing bestsellers led to Along Came a Spider, the first of James Patterson's 110 New York Times bestsellers. Research shows visualization can hinder achievement when focused solely on outcomes rather than process. NYU professor Gabrielle Oettingen found that graduates who frequently fantasized about ideal jobs applied for fewer positions, received fewer offers, and earned lower salaries. Effective positive thinking should focus on overcoming obstacles, not just imagining success. Fear can be overcome through preparation and mindfulness. When properly trained, we can perform extraordinarily under pressure. Flight attendant Lee Yun-hai demonstrated this during the Asiana Flight 214 crash, carrying passengers to safety despite her fractured tailbone. "We followed our training," she said. "My body just started carrying out the steps needed for an evacuation." Rejection can become a catalyst for growth. When entrepreneur Jia Zhang faced devastating rejection from an investor, he challenged himself to be rejected once daily for 100 days. He began getting surprising yeses, including a Krispy Kreme employee who created Olympic ring donuts for him at no charge, making his video go viral. Through this experiment, Zhang discovered rejection isn't this monster bag of hurt, but merely someone's opinion, becoming a better communicator, a better negotiator. In Silicon Valley, Google manager Sabrina Farmer battled imposter syndrome, dismissing her abilities as luck while anticipating failure. After claiming she could never run a triathlon, she questioned this limitation, trained, and completed not just a triathlon, but a marathon. Though she didn't enjoy running, she gained crucial insight. Her habit of self-doubt served as emotional protection, but ultimately held her back. Achievement requires delayed gratification. Between effort and accomplishment lies a waiting period filled with practice and repetition. While humans prefer instant rewards, we can manage our impulses. History shows perseverance is power. Susan B. Anthony advocated for women's voting rights for 50 years without seeing success. Van Gogh sold just one painting during his lifetime, and the Washington Monument remained unfinished for decades. Resilience and flexibility are essential components of grit, like bamboo that bends rather than breaks in strong winds. Arthur, an electrician who lost 3 fingers in a lawnmower accident, exemplifies this quality. His doctor's perspective helped Arthur recover, return to work, and become a respected foreman known for his positive attitude. Optimism fuels resilience, but failure often drives us to work harder. In Silicon Valley, failure has become a badge of honor among entrepreneurs. As James Dyson notes, "You never learn from success, but you do learn from failure," showing how setbacks can reshape ideas into innovations. Human grit knows no age limit. James Henry exemplifies this. At 96, after hiding his illiteracy his entire life, he learned to read and wrote a best-selling memoir. Diana Nyad's remarkable Cuba to Florida swim at 64 proves determination can sometimes outweigh youth. Her mantra, "Don't ever give up. You can chase your dreams at any age." Our brains are hardwired for altruism, with helping others triggering our pleasure and reward regions. Navin Salem, a stay-at-home mom with a communications degree, established Adasia, a nonprofit factory that has treated malnutrition for over 2.5 million children across 44 countries. The happiness paradox suggests true happiness comes not from pursuing it directly, but as a side effect of dedicating oneself to something greater. Grit is the great equalizer. Anyone, regardless of background or resources, can lay claim to it. The question isn't whether you have what it takes to achieve greatness, it's whether you have the grit to continue when everything tells you to stop.